feel like that can be a little dangerous.
It's true, I said.
What's your name?
Krita Kano. Mei Kasahara fell silent at her end.
You're kidding, right?
She said at last. Not at all. And her sister's name is Malta Kano.
Malta? That can't be her real name.
No, it isn't. It's her professional name.
What are they, a comedy team? Or do they have some connection with the Mediterranean Sea?
Actually, there is some connection with the Mediterranean.
Does the sister dress like a normal person?
Pretty much, I said. Her clothing is a lot more normal than Krita's, at least, except she always wears this red vinyl hat.
Something tells me she's not exactly normal either. Why do you always have to go out of your way to hang around with such off-the-wall people?
Now, that really would be a long story. If everything settles down sometime, I may be able to tell you, but not now. My head is too messed up, and things are even more messed up.
Yeah, sure,
she said with a note of suspicion in her voice.
Anyway, your wife hasn't come back yet, has she?
No, not yet.
You know, Mr. Wendelberg, you're a grown man. Why don't you use your head a little bit? If your wife had changed her mind and come home last night, she would have seen you with your arms locked around this woman. Then what?
True, that was a possibility.
And if she had been the one making this call, not me, and you started talking about telephone sex, what would she have thought about that?
You're right, I said.
I'm telling you, you've got a problem,
she said with a sigh. It's true, I do have a problem.
Stop agreeing with everything I say. It's not as if you're going to solve everything by admitting your mistakes. Whether you admit them or not, mistakes are mistakes.
It's true, I said. It was true.
I can't stand it anymore,
said Mei Kasahara.
Anyway, tell me, what did you want last night? You came to my house looking for something, right?
Oh, that. Never mind.
Never mind?
Yeah, finally, it's... Never mind.
In other words, she gave you a hug so you don't need me anymore?
No, that's not it. It just seemed to me... At which point, Mei Kasahara hung up. Terrific. Mei Kasahara, Malta Kano, Krita Kano, the telephone woman, and Kumiko. Mei Kasahara was right. I had just a few too many women around me these days, and each one came packaged with her own special, inscrutable problem. But I was too tired to think. I had to get some sleep. And there was something I would have to do when I woke up. I went back to bed and fell asleep. When I did wake up, I took a knapsack from the drawer. It was the one we kept for earthquakes and other emergencies that might require evacuation. Inside was a water bottle, biscuits, a torch, and a lighter. Kumiko had bought it when we moved into this house, just in case the big one should hit. The water bottle was empty, though. The biscuits were soggy, and the torch batteries were dead. I filled the bottle with water, threw away the biscuits, and put new batteries in the torch. Then I went to the local hardware store and bought one of those rope ladders they sell as emergency fire escapes. I thought about what else I might need, but nothing came to mind, besides lemon drops. I went through the house, shutting windows and turning off lights. I made sure the front door was locked, but then I reconsidered. Somebody might come looking for me while I was gone. Kumiko might come back, and besides, there was nothing here worth stealing. I left a note on the kitchen table. Gone for a while, will return, tea. I wonder what it would be like for Kumiko to find this note. How would she take it? I crumpled it up and wrote a new one. Have to go out for a while on important business. Back soon. Please wait. T. Wearing chinos, a short-sleeved polo shirt, and carrying the knapsack, I stepped down into the yard from the veranda. All around me were the unmistakable signs of summer, the genuine article, without reservations or conditions. The glow of the sun, the smell of the breeze, the blue of the sky, the shape of the clouds, the whirring of the cicadas. Everything announced the authentic arrival of summer. And there I was, a pack on my back, scaling the garden wall and dropping down into the alley. Once, as a kid, I'd run away from home on a beautiful summer morning just like this. I couldn't recall what had led me to my decision to go. I was probably mad at my parents. I left home with a knapsack.